Almost 10% of Idaho State University's population is made up of students from Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. But recent and continued reports of violence against the Middle Eastern community in Pocatello are causing some to question how long those students will attend the school. Frankie Barnhill talked with Idaho State Journal reporter Sydney McFarland, who has been covering that story. McFarland began their conversation by explaining what she knows about a reported stabbing of a Kuwaiti student over the weekend.
There was a student who lives in one of the housing units that is generally populated by a lot of the Saudi and Kuwaiti students who answered his door and was attacked by two men. And the police have looked into it, and they do have some suspects, but there's basically been nothing other than that. ISU has released a statement since a lot of students brought up that they don't feel safe on campus and don't feel that the university's done enough for them. But ISU has said that they've put out more vehicles, more security guards, and more cameras in the last few years, that they are doing their best to keep the campus and campus housing safe for students.
And this isn't the first time that something like this happened. In April, was it a Middle Eastern student was stabbed in the arm as he walked near the university? Is that right?
He was in the downtown area, so not far from the university, and he was walking home from work with his girlfriend when he was stabbed. And as far as I know, that's still under investigation, but with no people of interest.
And there have also been reports of attempted burglaries of Middle Eastern students, their dorm rooms on campus. So what's going on there?
So that came after there was a CD that was placed on a bunch of cars at ISU, and that was kind of the kickoff for all of this. And so then a lot of reports came out of Saudi and Kuwaiti students having their homes robbed. Some of them said they've had passports taken. Other stuff was more kind of normal burglary things like video game consoles and that kind of stuff. But the police insist that so far they haven't been able to put it as a hate crime because they don't have any suspects in that. But they're looking into it, but they're basically investigating it as a normal string of burglaries, not any kind of targeted thing towards the Saudi or Kuwaiti students.
How exactly has Idaho State University reacted through all of this? What are they saying about these incidents?
I mean, they're condemning any kind of harassment or discrimination that the students feel they've been facing. The overall message is they want them to feel welcomed here. Pocatello isn't a small city. It's about 55,000, and it's a small group of people who are being overtly racist or discriminatory toward these students, but as a whole, the community does support them. But I know a lot of the students that I've talked to, especially as far as statements from the mayor and from ISU, they feel that it's kind of too little too late, that they're more concerned about, you know, these international students bringing a ton of money into the city and a ton of money to ISU, and they feel like that's more of the motivation behind those statements rather than actually, you know, wanting to protect these students.
And you reported earlier this year about how the Kuwaiti and Saudi governments are going to stop sending students to ISU. What's the status of that, and why are the governments going to stop sending their students to the university?
So the original report that we got that kind of set a lot of this in motion as far as we in the media were concerned was a report from the Gulf News that did say that the Saudi and Kuwaiti governments were considering taking students out of ISU because the students were feeling like they were being harassed and discriminated against. But the mayor had met with some Saudi officials who said that wasn't the case. And then I talked to the director of the Kuwaiti cultural offices in April, and he said that as far as they're concerned, the students who want to leave can be placed in different universities, but the students that want to stay are welcome to stay. And there's been a movement from the Saudi government, especially, to push students into kind of the top 100 schools in the U.S. just because their scholarship fund is kind of running low. So it's not worth sending the students, at least they don't feel it's worth sending the students to these smaller universities.
If the students were to not be sent to ISU anymore, how would that affect the economy in Pocatello?
As far as the local economy, they do tend to kind of go out to a lot of restaurants. There's been a couple Middle Eastern specific restaurants that have popped up. But I think the bigger issue would be the university itself would lose a ton of money in just tuition funds, because as international students, these students pay a lot more than most of the students at ISU.
That's Idaho State Journal reporter Sydney McFarland speaking with our Frankie Barnhill.